right, all right, all right. And this is Dr. Nichols with your sermon topic of today. This is a pre-recorded message because I will not be here on Father's Day in the office or online. So I am wishing all fathers a happy Father's Day. Those of you who are in the lives of your children, God bless you. And those of you who have stepped up to the plate to be the father figure, God bless you as well. Again, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers, all of the male role models that father's children, that's not necessarily theirs, but they are the father figure. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now, God, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to be able to spread your word today. We ask right now, God, that I decrease as you speak through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I pray right now, God, that those who will be listening to this podcast and who will be watching this message, God, that they will be able to receive the 6 points that you have given me today to give to your people. We thank you, God. We pray over my wife and children, my grandchildren. God, I pray over my mom, my siblings, God. I pray over my nieces and nephews and all of our extended family members, my in-laws and extended family members and our friends and loved ones, God. We pray right now, God, that everything that goes out, God, returns not void, but returns to what it is supposed to be doing, God, for your people. Let it not return void, but let it go out and do what it has been purposed to do, God. We thank you. We'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, the honor, the praise due unto you. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, we're just going to dive straight into it. I'm not going to hold you long today. I want to bring to your attention today the message. There is no failures, only gained wisdom. There is no failure, only gained wisdom. What do I mean? See, sometimes we feel like if we fail at something, that that's the end of the world. But what I used to say is failure is not an option. I have to say that I have to retract that statement. Failure is sometimes the option for you to be able to get up and move forward and learn from that and go and do what God has purposed and destined for you to do. Now, when you fail at something, that means that you tried. But if you don't try at something, that means that you have failed automatically. I'd rather try something and fail at it and then learn from it and go back and succeed at it. If you fail at something, you can always go back and succeed at it as well. Never forget that. There are 6 points, and then I'm going to get off. Point number one, learn from your past choices and stop repeating them in the present. Learn from your failed choices, your past choices, and stop repeating them in the present. Let me say it again. Learn from your past choices and stop repeating them in the present. You don't have to live whatever your past was. You don't have to continue to be who the person that you used to be that you no longer want to be. You don't have to continue to live that lifestyle. That was then, this is now. You have the present moment to unwrap this gift and to do what God called you to do in this season of your life. Your past is a lesson, not a curse. Your past is something that you can learn from and not continue to be in the cycle of ignorance. You learn better, you do different. Amen, somebody. Point number two, what you fail to learn from the past will keep repeating itself until you learn the lesson. What you fail to learn from the past will keep repeating itself until you learn the lesson. God can't give you something if you're not willing to learn from what you've gone through. He can't give you wisdom if you're not willing to learn from what you've already faced and what you've already gone through. You got to learn to let it go and learn from it and move forward. Stop holding on to foolishness. Point number three, your past brought you to the present, so keep moving. Your past brought you to the present, so keep moving. Don't stay stagnant. Be able to move forward and do the things that God has called you to do. You no longer have to sit and wait for someone else to do it. You can actually do it. You don't have to get anybody else to do it. You can do it. You can do it. So your past brought you to the present, so now it's time to keep moving. Point number four. There is a blessing in every lesson. There is a blessing in every lesson. And what do I mean? Everything we go through, there's a lesson, but you got to learn to understand. Going through certain journeys, God is showing you certain things, but you got to pay attention and get your mind together. You got to pay attention and get your mind together. Some of y'all may have a mind, but you sure not using it. Some of y'all may have a mind, but you sure not using it. Because you allow other people to use it for you, is my point. Use your own mind. Point number five, what you don't deal with will eventually deal with you. What you don't deal with will eventually deal with you. Meaning that sometimes we don't deal with stuff and stuff comes right back and deals with us because we're afraid to ruffle some feathers in our own life. But at the end of the day, sometimes you got to get your feathers ruffled in order for you to understand certain things. It's okay. We all have gone through that, including me. It's okay. But you got to go through it to get to it. Point number six, enjoy your small victories because they matter too. Enjoy your small victories because they matter too. So don't ever feel that you can't celebrate the small victories in your life. See, the smaller victories in your life actually brings you to the bigger ones in your life. What do I mean? When you start celebrating the small, you won't just look at the big. You will look at every intricate detail through the journey that God is taking you on. See, sometimes God will take us to a journey and through a journey to bring us out with a new level of thinking. See, sometimes you got to get rid of the stinking thinking. What you've done in the past is just that, in the past. You got to leave that. You got to reprogram and deprogram your mind in order for you to think differently and in order for you to do differently. You have to deprogram your mind. You have to uproot some of the things that you were taught back in the day when you were religious mindset at the time. Now that you walk in the spiritual mindset, your whole entire trajectory of your life changes. Even when you think differently, sometimes people will look at you like you are the outcast. Stevie said it best in his book. Stevie Bragg said it best. Stevie Bragg said it best in his book. When you think differently, you become an outcast, and you become a target. At the end of the day, Yeshua, Yahweh, has all of us in his hands. We just got to think different, move different, and be the difference in this world. Be blessed, but never stressed. Dr. Dickel signing off. Happy Father's Day again.